Hello and welcome to episode 53 of the AA meeting. I am your host, as always, Jamie Briggs, editor-in-chief of Analog Addiction. Thank you for joining me. It is the early Monday morning in Australia, and let's start right off with the elephant that's in the room. The PS4 is now out in the wild in North America. Sadly, if you know me from the accent, I'm from Australia. Thus, I don't have the console yet. And as I said last week on last week's episode, if you caught up with that, we have many European and Australian editors, so not many of us have actually got our hands on the PS4 in the retail form. Very soon, within the next few weeks, we'll be having a plethora of PS4 content coming your way. Until then, we will be reporting as much news as we can regarding the PS4. There's a few PS4 stories in the news report, which I will get to very soon. First, let's start off with what I have been playing. Now, last week I talked about Transformers, War for Cybertron. I can't remember how much I actually spoke about it, but I finally finished it. And it is hard to recommend unless you're a real hardcore Transformers fan. It's not to say the shooting's that bad. It's not that great. Environments. As I said to George, one of my fellow editors, it's hard to really say that basing it on Cybertron was a good idea because, let's be honest, Cybertron is a metal planet and almost every environment looks that way. It just looks like metal. And it's hard to really determine the difference between locations, and it gets sort of boring in that capacity. You know, and you say you're going through an Uncharted game, you've got, you know, a little lush environment over here, maybe a snowy environment over here, and it's different, it varies, it gives you something new visually to look upon. And here it's just like, same. Characters are not, you know, that well in depth. I assume they just expect you to really know who the Transformers are and everything. And let's be honest, I did watch Transformers growing up, I've seen all the movies, and I know Transformers as much as I think you should. There's a lot of Transformers there that I just didn't know, and I do like the fact that you can change, that you can choose before a mission who you want to play as in that particular mission out of three choices, which is always good, because, you know, that means you can play as Starscream, or you can play as Soundwave, play as them if you really want to, and you don't always have to play as Megatron, or Optimus, or Bumblebee. You can try different people, which is good, because I personally, I like Ironhide, I love Starscream, he's always been my favourite Transformer. Don't ask me why, but I've always liked him. I always thought he was funny, he's got attitude, he's got sass, that's what you want. Aside from that, I finally jumped into Batman Arkham Origins. Now, in many ways, I've had a weird journey with the Arkham series. I loved Asylum, like, I really did. I felt like the real confined nature of it was really to its benefit. And I there was just so many things I loved about it. I love the art style, everything like that. And City, I was not that big a fan. Like, I sat there, I bought City, I think it was day one, and I was really excited to play it. I sat there and I finished it really quick in like a day's play, and I was like, wait, that's it? And there was, the city itself felt very just boring. Didn't really feel like there was much there. They've improved on that in Origins. I feel like there's reasons for me to go around the city. You know, you're always getting experience of fighting bad guys, you're always getting experience for going and doing little side missions here and there, which is good. The side missions are great because they usually revolve around a certain character in the Batman universe, so you not only get experience and you get to do something different from the main story, but you also get to dive deeper into characters like the Mad Hatter or Shiva and stuff like that, and I really enjoy that aspect of it. The story, once again, the Arkham stories themselves, the narratives, are really great. Like, I love the story of City, but I didn't really like the game. Here is I think I'm around halfway through, I think. Going by percentages, overall, I think I'm sitting at about 40%, but I think the story is about 50. There's a lot of collectibles and everything to go through, which is going to give you a ton of gameplay if you really want to search everything out. And like I said, the leveling system is a good way to incentivize you to do this. So I'm really liking that. But again, there's just many parts where it just breaks you out of the experience. Like, I'll be standing there, I have no clue what I'm meant to do. I have no clue where I'm meant to go. And there won't be any indication to where I'm meant to go. It just says do this, but I don't know where that is. There'll be combat issues. Like, I find the combat is actually big problem in this game. Like, the counter system doesn't seem to really respond that well, or they've really closed the windows of where you can reverse, and it basically just means you end up getting pummeled on pretty constantly, and that does take you out of the experience of feeling like Batman. You feel like, I find facing some thugs in a fisticuffs, and because like I'm punching a few here, and I didn't press it in that split second, I'm now, you know, you end up getting really rattled. Once I seem to stuff up once, then I have just tons of people just coming at me, and I won't be able to counter them again, because like it will just frustrating. It would be really frustrating on you. And I like I said, there's a lot of things I like about it, but there's a lot of things that break me out of the experience. I'm not going to call it yet. I'm going to wait to see how the rest of it plays, but I can see this rivaling Asylum at the moment. The only problem is there's a lot more technical issues in this game than I've ever experienced in an Arkham game. Tons of slowdown, audio problems, freezing, which is, you know, the AAA quality that I never experienced in the first two games. But if you are a fan of the Arkham series, pick this one up. It has got mixed reviews out there, but I actually am really enjoying it. So we will see how it finishes up. Now, let's hop into the news. Like I said, there's some PlayStation 4 news. Let's go into this. As you would with any device when it comes out, there is a percentage of PS4 consoles that are actually failing at the moment. Now, Sony's acknowledged it. They said it's 0.4%. So if there's 100,000 out there, if I know percentages, which I don't really know, I think that's like 40 consoles or like something along those lines. I'm pretty sure I'm right. But you know, there's not that many that are actually dealing with the problems that are being out there. But the internet is really, you know, hyping it up as they always do. And don't get me wrong, it's definitely disappointing that they can't get 100% rate. But I'm pretty sure if you go through history and you look at other entertainment devices or something along those lines, you'll get faulty machines. Like, I'm pretty sure we've had a faulty kettle before. But I didn't see everyone, you know, getting their pitchforks ready to, you know, hunt down Breville or anything like that. So it's just something that's going to happen with technology. We don't have, you know, we're humans, we're not robots. We can't make every single thing work 100% of the time. You know, you'll get problems with your car when you buy it and stuff like that. It just comes with the territory. And I would be surprised if there's not something wrong with Xbox One when it arrives. But, you know, if you're getting it on day one, a system, you expect that. That's what I'm expecting. If there's an issue, I'm not going to lose my mind about it. I took the risk. And, you know, more than likely, you're going to be covered by warranty anyways. So, you hear people saying there's four or five consoles in a row that broke down on me, that's when there's an issue. I'm not trying to sweep this under the rug. This definitely is a problem, which isn't great. But the percentage just shows just how much of a small quantity are actually being affected. You know, you can take it as you will, really. Alongside that, the PlayStation app has finally been released for Android and iPhone in North America. Europeans, I'm pretty sure, will be able to get it. It's either this week or next week. I think it's this week on Friday, I think. So if you're looking to get that, if you're in Australia like me or whatever, you can go pick that up very soon. On a side note, there's another app that is coming out, which I will be getting, I think, or it might be just for the iPads. It is the Assassin's Creed companion app. It seems like that will be, you know, really good and really helpful in the Assassin's Creed Black Flag game. So if you're looking to play that with your PS4 or Xbox One, maybe consider picking that one up. Now, we have a handful of PlayStation exclusive news. Basically, if you didn't know, there was a PlayStation All Access event, which was held on the day that the PS4 came out. Firstly, there is going to be PlayStation exclusive DLC for Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes. Basically, there will be a Deja Vu mission. Now, for what I've read, basically you'll be able to play as Classic Snake, which is, you know, the polygonal version of Snake from the original Metal Gear Solid. Strangely enough, still be voiced by Kiefer Sutherland. And after speaking to a few people that I know that really love the Metal Gear series, odd choice, because it's not really going to fit. Or already hearing Kiefer Sutherland, not to put him down or anything, he's a great voice actor, it just doesn't really fit Snake. It's not even close to what his voice used to sound like, and it just sounds like he's speaking Kiefer Sutherland. Doesn't seem like he's trying to put on any sort of voice at all. Next, we got informed that the story DLC for The Last of Us will be called Left Behind. You will be playing as Ellie, and it is set before The Last of Us story, I'm pretty sure. They are introducing Riley, a new character, which is a child's friend of Ellie. She was also introduced in the prequel comics. So I wouldn't be surprised, you know, if we know Last of Us, she might not make it, because she didn't appear in the original, in the actual story. Next, coming from that event, we finally got a release date for Infamous Second Son. You know, it was originally rumored, not so much rumored, it was actually sort of confirmed that it would be coming out in February of next year. We've now been told it will be coming out March 21st. Now, alongside this, they released a new trailer, and for an Infamous fan, I absolutely loved this trailer. It depicts everything you want. Music fit very well. I hope they use some of these music tracks that they've been using for the trailers in the actual game, because it really seems to fit Delson well as a character. But I'm actually planning to go through Infamous 1 and Infamous 2 over the next few weeks before my PS4 arrives, hopefully get the platinum, and maybe give you a few feature topics on what I want from Infamous Second Son. So keep it tuned for that. Moving on to the biggest news to come out of the PlayStation 4 All Access event was the announcement that there will be Uncharted game for PlayStation 4. Now, in this trailer, everyone's gone up in arms. You know, it was just a little teaser trailer. Basically, you know, it showcases a map, there's stuff popping up on the maps and words, locations, everything like that. And there's a voice in the background, you know, talking about being locked up, being turned on, and how he's coming back for revenge and stuff like that. People have gone up and I'm saying that Nathan Drake won't be a part of it. I can pretty much guarantee that Nathan Drake will be a part of the series. I really do think that the person who's talking is the antagonist of this game. No title, we do know it's coming to PS4 only. What was interesting, in the trailer, it came across a few locations. Now, it looks like it's going to be pirate-based. You remember a couple of months back, there was this leaked images from a developer diary of pirate costumes, attires, character models. And basically, they come across this location called the Cape of Good Hope. Now, this is located on the Atlantic coast of the Cape Peninsula in South Africa. Now, the significance of this is, there is the legend of the Flying Dutchman. Now, if you've ever heard of this, basically it is a ghost ship full of ghost sailors and pirates and all this sort of thing. And the trailer also showcases multiple ships that have been crashed. And so there is a definite chance that it could be that, you know, this is a mystery that we have to go through while trying to get away from whoever it is that is coming for revenge. Now, I'm going to go into a little bit of spoiler territory right now, so feel free to not tune in for maybe 30 seconds. Now, in 3, we basically got told that Nathan Drake isn't a Drake. So, my hypothesis, my speculative guess, is the person coming after him is actually one of the Drakes, one of his ancestors, and he's coming back to get revenge on Drake, who I think might have turned his back on this guy to, you know, take after his life, or maybe he thought he died and then decided, okay, I'm going to live on his legacy. And, you know, I think that could be a really curious, really interesting take if that was to be the case. And I really do think the Flying Dutchman legend will be a part of it somehow. So that is all the Sony news. Let's hop into the Xbox news. There's not too much Xbox news right now, but let's be honest, this week we'll be picking up with the release of the console in only 4 days. Firstly, Games with Gold will be coming to Xbox One. We don't know in what capacity or what games, but we do know that it will continue, which is great news. If you're a Gold subscriber, getting 2 free games a month is great. And remember, you can play these even if you don't have a Gold subscription, and that's always great. So, with Xbox One, there's no backwards compatibility, so you will be getting new games from the Xbox One. So that sounds pretty good. But the thing is, details coming later in 2014, it might not kick in till maybe a few months into the year. But either way, that is good news. Next, and going back to 360, For Australian users, basically, Fable Anniversary has received an R18 classification. Now, this was because if you have sex with your partner, you can get a baby. That's what has made it be 18. The original was M in Australia, the original Fable on Xbox. The original Xbox, I was going to say Xbox One, but no, that's not it. Basically, you know, it's got better remastered graphics or anything like that, and this, you know, I thought when I heard this was because, you know, maybe the violence is just a little bit more over the top now with the better graphics, but no, it's the fact you can get a kid. So I was really taken aback by that. I thought that was quite odd. Many people have agreed with me. That's sort of like a real life thing that kids do know, and especially if it was M, that means you're 15 or older. It's sort of odd. I do find it really odd. It's like they're trying to really baby the public a little bit with that decision, but that's just me. Now let's quickly hop into two user questions from a real veteran listener, Poor Pig. Firstly, what are you PC gaming today? Now, I haven't actually jumped into PC gaming for a while now. I just haven't had time to be able to go back to it. I do want to play the original Witcher, which I've had for a while now, ever since the Steam Summer Sale. I really do want to jump into that. I really want to play it and catch up before Witcher 3 comes out. So that would probably be on the top of my list to what I want to play on PC. Now, will I get time to play it is another question. When you are not on site and the addiction, where do you go on the internet? Personally, I like to go to IGN. I like to get all my news from there. Usually on the social media a fair bit, with Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, stuff like that. YouTube, of course, you know, there's always some great videos to watch there. Something unique that I go on, I guess when I go shopping, I go on SOS, that's for clothes, and I go on Oz Game Shop when I want to go purchase some games. Aside from that, usually on press sites, usually downloading and uploading videos. So, nothing too exciting, but that is everything, really. As always, make sure you like and subscribe on Analog Addiction. You can get all the news coming straight to your email box. Make sure to rate us on the iTunes and subscribe there. You can also follow me on JamieAA on Twitter and Analog Addiction. Simply Analog Addiction on Twitter. And our YouTube, a lot of PS4 videos going to hopefully go up there soon. So make sure you check that out. That's Analog Addiction Video. Simply that. Like us on the Facebooks. We're 10 away from 500. Hopefully have another contest happening this week. If not, definitely next week. So, as always, thank you very much for listening. As I said, we're hopefully having some more next generation reviews coming very, very soon. And, of course, I'm hoping to do some Infamous pieces soon. Otherwise, keep it tuned, and I will hope to see you at the next AA meeting.